Welcome. If you're aiming to get smart, fast, about connecting with customers online, you're in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
We're skipping the fluff today and diving straight into video and live stream content.
Yeah, it's huge right now.
Absolutely. We've got some solid source material explaining why these visual formats are just, well, essential for engagement now.
They really are.
So our mission for this deep dive: pull out the key benefits, the practical tips, so you can see how this stuff actually works for a business.
Let's do it. And it's fascinating, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just the sheer amount of video everyone's watching online.
It's staggering.
Our source really hammers this home: how many businesses are already baking video and live streaming right into their core strategy.
It's almost like table stakes now.
Pretty much. If you want to connect, you have to be thinking visually. It's, you know, an expectation.
Okay, so let's dig into why. Why is this visual shift so important? The source kicks off highlighting the emotional connection video allows. How does that actually work? Through a screen.
Well, the thing is, video hits multiple senses at once.
Right.
You're not just reading words on a page.
Right, you see and hear.
Exactly. You see faces, body language, the setting.
Yeah.
You hear the tone of voice, the sincerity, or maybe the excitement.
Okay.
Think about like a customer testimonial video. Seeing someone genuinely happy with a product, that hits differently than just reading a quote.
Yeah, much more believable. You feel it more.
That's it. That visual and audio mix builds trust, makes it relatable.
Yeah.
It's that human touch coming through.
Makes total sense. And the source also says video is great for just delivering, you know, valuable information about products or services. It's not just about feelings.
No, definitely not. It's super practical, too. Video is, like, incredibly efficient for explaining things clearly.
How so?
You can show how a product works step by step, walk someone through fixing something, explain a service visually.
Stuff that's maybe tricky just in text.
Exactly. It can be dense or time-consuming to read. Showing the value in action. Much quicker, often clearer.
Okay, building on that, the idea of showcasing new stuff. Exciting videos for new products, boosting brand awareness, loyalty. I can picture those slick launch videos.
Precisely. Those really polished videos, they build anticipation, don't they?
Totally.
They're not just listing features. They're creating a narrative, a desire, making you feel part of something new and exciting.
Yeah, that definitely deepens the connection to the brand.
It does. And the source also touches on the viral potential, the organic reach aspect.
Right. This is where it gets really interesting. Your audience basically becomes your marketing team, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
If a video just, you know, hits the right note, people share it, you get reach without paying for every single view.
That's the magic of shareable content, isn't it?
Mm.
When something resonates, maybe it's funny or super helpful or just, you know, moving.
People pass it on.
Yeah, they naturally share it with their friends, their network. That kind of organic spread, it can be huge.
Yeah.
And cost effective.
Definitely. Okay, so that's video. What about live streaming? The source talks about that immediate real-time connection. What's the key advantage there?
Well, the big one is that direct interaction, right? Mm-hmm. The article mentions answering questions, tackling concerns right there on the spot. That seems massive for building trust.
Like having an open phone line straight to your audience.
Exactly. And it's a two-way street. That's what's really powerful.
How do you mean?
When customers ask something and get an immediate answer, it signals you're listening, you're responsive, you actually value their input.
Right, not just shouting into the void.
Precisely. That builds confidence way faster than, say, waiting a day for an email reply.
And I liked the point about sneak peeks during live streams. Showing off upcoming products or services, smart way to generate buzz.
Oh yeah, great tactic. Creates that sense of exclusivity, makes your audience feel like insiders.
And builds anticipation.
For sure.
No.
Plus, you might even get some useful early feedback that way. And there's another angle the source mentions: SEO benefits.
Oh, how does that work?
Apparently, live streaming can drive more traffic to your website during the actual live event.
Yeah.
Which the search engines notice.
Interesting. An added bonus. Okay, so we get why video and live stream are powerful, but putting it into practice effectively, that's the challenge.
Always is.
The article gives some tips. First up, creating quality content, stressing engaging storylines. What makes a storyline engaging in this context? Like, what does that actually mean?
Yeah, it's a good question. It doesn't have to be, you know, a Hollywood script.
Right.
It just means grabbing attention quickly and keeping it. Maybe starting with a hook, a strong question, a surprising fact, something visually interesting right away.
So get them interested fast.
and then providing real value. That's key. The article mentions stuff like product demos that actually solve a problem.
Useful stuff.
Yeah, or behind-the-scenes footage that builds transparency. Or maybe an interview with an expert sharing unique insights, things people actually want to watch.
Those examples help. Demos, behind-the-scenes interviews. Makes quality content less fuzzy. And the source says make videos entertaining, informative, and inspiring. For brand recall.
That combo sounds like the goal, doesn't it?
It does.
If you can entertain them a bit, teach them something useful, and leave them feeling good about your brand, that's memorable. That's shareable.
Okay, so you've made this great video where you're planning a killer live stream. What's next? Promotion, obviously.
Can't just make it and hope they come.
Right. The article lists the usual suspects. Social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, email campaigns, even paid ads. Sounds like you need to hit multiple channels.
Absolutely. You've got to meet your audience where they are. A mix of channels maximizes your chances of being seen.
Makes sense. Social for broad reach and sharing.
Mm-hmm. Email for targeting specific people who already know you.
And paid ads to find new folks.
Exactly. Cover your bases.
The article even mentioned direct outreach, like text or phone for interested contacts. That feels pretty direct.
It is direct, but, you know, use carefully. It could work really well.
How so?
If someone's already shown interest in, say, a specific product line, a quick text about a relevant live stream could be a really effective nudge to re-engage them. Personal touch.
Okay, so people are watching. Now, nurturing that connection, keeping them engaged, that emotional bond again.
Crucial.
The source highlights real-time interaction, responding to comments on social, chatting during streams, Q&As, getting feedback afterwards. It's all about making it feel like a conversation, isn't it?
Totally. Engagement isn't a one-way broadcast. It's an exchange.
Right.
Answering comments shows you're listening. Live Q&As let you directly address their specific needs, builds that trust we talked about.
And surveys afterwards.
Says you care about improving,
yeah.
That their opinion matters.
Yeah.
It all feeds back into strengthening that relationship, that emotional connection.
So let's pull back. Big picture. What's the overall impact when businesses actually do this well? Use video and live stream effectively.
Well, the article really circles back to enabling those vital emotional connections. And providing those visually appealing ways to show off what you offer.
And connecting that to business goals.
It's ultimately about building stronger, more loyal customers.
Right.
When you consistently put out good, engaging stuff, and you actually talk with your audience, you build a community.
And that loyalty.
Translates into repeat business, positive word of mouth, real bottom line impact.
So the takeaway is that using these visual formats isn't just nice to have anymore.
Seems that way. It's really becoming a core strategy for anyone serious about connecting with customers online today.
It feels fundamental now.
Increasingly, yeah.
Yeah.
In this visually packed digital world we live in, if you're not using video and live stream, you're likely missing big opportunities to connect, inform, and, you know, engage your audience.
Good point. And just quickly before we wrap, the source itself, this comes from an article by Chris Bradley, co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing. The piece notes his deep background in sales and marketing, and his company's been profitable for, what, 24 years?
Yeah, that's impressive.
That kind of long-term success definitely adds weight to his insights, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. Someone with that track record in digital marketing, they've seen what works, what doesn't. Their perspective is likely very grounded in real-world results. You learned a thing or two over 24 years.
For sure. Okay, so wrapping up this deep dive. The main takeaway seems pretty clear. Video and live stream are, well, powerful ways for businesses to build stronger customer ties.
Yeah, by giving valuable info in an engaging way.
And fostering that direct, real interaction.
That sums it up nicely.
Yeah.
Visual storytelling meets real-time engagement. Hmm. It's a potent mix.
Definitely. So here's a final thought to chew on. We've talked a lot about creating engaging stories and fostering direct interaction for video and streaming. Think about how those core ideas, the ones that clearly work so well in these visual formats, how could you maybe adapt them creatively to other parts of your customer engagement, even maybe more traditional channels?
That's a really interesting question, because that need for connection, for a good narrative, that's human. It's not just about the format, is it?
Exactly. Something to think about. We definitely encourage checking out the original article if you want to go deeper, or just start brainstorming how these strategies fit your own situation.
Good stuff to consider.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.